Time to recap McCook School Board of Education meeting from last night. Superintendent of Schools Grant Norgaard, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Rich. Thank you.
Business manager Jeff Gross is in the house.
Good morning, Richard.
How the heck are you?
I'm good. Oh, we got beeping and going.
I tell you, phone never stops, does it?
That's our Raptor alert, and they're doing drills today.
Oh, okay.
So I can silence my phone except for that, so...
Good thing it's just a drill this morning.
It comes up right away. It's a drill. So they're doing drills at one of the buildings.
Good news. Good news there. All right. We got a lot to get to from last night's monthly meeting. We'll start first. A budget hearing first. Is that right?
That is correct. It's budget season. And, you know, the budget really never isn't being worked on year round. I'll take about a 6-week reprieve right now to get through end of the year reporting and things with auditors. And then, man, really by 1st of November, we're in negotiations and starting to work on budget. And it kind of culminates through the summer months when everybody leaves, you kind of lock your door and spend 5-6 weeks on it. But everything you do is a guess because you don't get your official data from the county until August 20th, and then you got to turn around by September 12th and be ready to roll. And we've got a really good budget this year. We feel good about it. We've been frustrated throughout the year because our state aid did go down, and that was something we weren't expecting. But Governor Pillen, the plan that passed this year that's increasing special ed reimbursement has been a help. And then as it comes down to it, really, you know, the thing locally we worry about and talk about is our tax asking and valuations. Everybody in town got hit. You know, we went up 11% in valuations within the Red Willow School District. So when your valuations are going to go high, then you're going to be able to drop some mill levies and do some good things. So dealing with a whole bunch of new, I think, is a fair assessment. The legislature put a lot of new stuff on schools this year. The unknowns, we were able to get a budget that the school board and the Board of Education members are comfortable with.
And everybody's in the same boat, aren't they?
They are. I mean, different. Equalized schools are different than non-equalized schools, and smaller schools that haven't been, they're getting what's foundation aid for every student. Because we're equalized, we don't get foundation aid, but everybody gets additional SPED dollars. You know, it really every district in this state is a complete separate snapshot. You know, we're our land valuations, albeit they're growing and the property valuations have gone up, is completely different than a lot of other schools. Other school districts our size may have $1.8, $1.9 billion valuation, and we're at $900 million. You take Hastings. If you want to look at Hastings, who's completely landlocked by Adams Central, Donovan Trumbull, those people, it's a completely different monster doing business there as opposed to being in Adams Central or in Holdridge or Minden, where you have fertile irrigated cropland everywhere. So it's just a game you gotta figure out and do what's best for your local constituents. So we were happy we were able to avoid the pink postcard meetings this year. We kept our budget underneath that allowable growth percentage. Red Willow County did see a nice jump in new construction this year, and so that allowed us to be able to tax a few extra dollars on that but stay below the threshold set by the state and the county for us.
Public comments last night, anything on?
Yeah, we did not. Both those here, we had two hearings, mm-hmm. is how we started. So we had a budget hearing, then we had a tax request hearing. At those hearings, Mr. Gross did a lot of what he just did this morning, is kind of explain our budget, the process that we used. Of course, the board members in attendance had all seen the budget prior to coming to the meeting. We've had finance committee meetings, and then we meet with each of the board members to show them kind of how the budgets come together, where the dollars are coming from, revenues and expenditures, how that all works out, and what we're expecting for the upcoming school year. So he went over that again, just in case folks, he had his presentation ready, just in case some folks showed up. But we didn't have any comments at the either of those hearings or during the regular board meeting last night.
So all right.
No comments.
All right. So we move on to the agenda. from last night. We'll start first. The oath of office, new student board member. Problem was, he was at a tennis meet last
night.
That's
right. So we'll get Johnny Frank is going to be the new member, student member of the board, and he is going to be hopefully at our October meeting. Was not able to attend last night due to a varsity tennis meet. He's a pretty good tennis player, so we don't want him to miss those.
Reports, communications, public participation.
We didn't have any public participation last night during public comments. The only thing that I would say is that student board member, obviously our student board member was not present, but being a member of the student council in his stead, I talked a little bit about this being homecoming week. A lot of events planned for the week. There is pep rallies coming up this week. We have the kids have decorated the halls in the high school, and when I walked in Monday morning, the facilities looked fabulous. Of course, that wears away a little bit over the course of the day, but the kids did a nice job this weekend decorating the building. And then every day this week, there's some sort of theme for the day where kids dress in a certain way. I'm not quite sure. Yesterday was no rhyme and reason or something like that. So things that rhymed, but they didn't really match in reason. So I know two of the kids, one was wearing boxes and the other kid had, a young lady had socks pinned to their clothing. So boxes and socks, I don't know. Boxes, socks, socks and boxes.
Okay.
I don't know. Sure. They're well beyond me and understanding. So, but it kind of rhymes, and it's kind of a fun day. Today is another event. I'm not sure, Mr. Gross. Do you remember what today
I remember
was?
The guys is for the guys. It's barbecue day. Dress like
oh, that's
a
right.
Barbecue because I thought, man, I should.
And soccer moms. That's
soccer
the other ones.
Soccer moms and
barbecue dads. That's what it is. So should be a fun day today. And of course, throughout the week, they'll be right. Doing those types of events. With I believe Color Day is usually on the Friday. Of the big homecoming game.
There, one of them is each class dresses as like 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And I thought, well, shoot, I've been dressing like the 80s since the 80s.
There you go. Of course.
Yeah,
of course. Nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah. All right. Consent agenda, minutes, financials, reports from staff members and committees.
Yeah, the first committee report we'll start off with is a facility committee meeting. Facilities committee met this right after last month's board meeting, so it was a little while ago. We met with W Design and the architects, and they presented a floor plan, updated floor plan, and an updated design, exterior design to the facilities committee. So they were able to really take a close look at what they're planning for that construction project. And I talk a little bit about this during my superintendent's comments as well. So there's probably going to be a little bit of overlap here between facility committee and my junior high building project. But one of the things that I think was really important for everyone to understand with this project that we're working on for the junior high, a new junior high building, is it really revolves around sixth grade to eighth grade student classrooms. Those will all be new. And there'll also be a lot of the high school involved with this project as well. When we had the engineers look at the junior high initially to give us an assessment of the ability to update the building, remodel it versus build new, and it came back that we kind of needed to go in the new direction just based off cost and longevity of the building. Some of the decisions we had to make would definitely impact the junior high and the high school as well because of where we put our cafeteria, where we put a choir, where we put band. So the high school is going to be part of this project too, and specifically industrial arts. So if you're in industrial arts, you're in ag, or you're in electronics, or you're in wood shop, that's all part of the new construction, new classrooms for those facilities. This has been an area push to increase our industrial arts from McCook Public Schools and the students that attend our system. So that's going to be part of this new project. Art is also part of it, new classrooms for our art classes. And then we also have junior high students that attend choir and band at the high school. Well, those classrooms will be receiving full remodels and kind of moving things around a little bit. So a new library, centrally located, remodeled high school, junior high choir, remodeled high school, junior high band classrooms, and of course a new auditorium as part of this project. Now, one of the big changes with this project, or one of the big additions, is going to be the addition of an auditorium. So that was one of the priorities that the board had identified when this process started five years ago or so. Our auditorium has been in place for a long time. It's It's been okay, but it's definitely time to upgrade those facilities and actually just to basically build a new auditorium space. And the old auditorium space will be utilized for the new choir, the new band, those types of classrooms. And another big change with this is connecting the junior high building to the high school building. When we tear down the old junior high facility, we actually lose our cafeteria or in our kitchen for both the high school and the junior high. So the way to the way that we believed to bring those two projects together to connect the junior high to the high school was to build that cafeteria space, that common space, between the new building, the new junior high, and the existing high school building. And so the architects did an amazing job with that design. The floor plan is really very impressive. We have all the classrooms that our students need in a high-quality learning environment. We're taking care of industrial tech, and we're taking care of performing arts and adding that new auditorium. The only part of the current junior high that we look to continue to exist in this new with this new facility is the gymnasium. So we're going to keep that gym. And then the office space that's connected to the gymnasium, that area of the building will be retained, but it'll be repurposed. So instead of the high school or the junior high office space being located right there by the gym, it's going to be locker rooms, concession, that's going to serve that type of purpose. So again, facilities committee went over all this stuff with the architects, had a chance to look at it. It's a really quite nice design. It's a very practical floor plan, and it really serves a lot of purposes. When you think we can connect the high school to the junior high school, we take care of a lot of safety concerns that we've had over the years with kids having to travel between buildings. It just addresses a lot of our issues with our facilities, and I think it's going to be an outstanding facility for us for the years to come. Now, we have to pass a bond, of course, before we go through with this, but if that bond passes, it'll be an amazing facility for the community. One other thing that I wanted to mention is that we're also going to host some community members. We have some teams or some members from the community that are coming in to give input on the design, on the project, and we're looking forward to getting some feedback from those folks and sharing that feedback with the architects and engineers to even further along help that plan go further along and to progress and grow and really receive some comments from the community so that we can meet the community's needs.
When would you like for this? Rolling.
Yeah, well, we hope to start pushing sort of the promotional part of this probably after the new year, I'm going to guess. So we're keeping people informed. Well, you know, we've been on the radio for years now, Rich, talking about this project. We've known it's been coming. We're just getting to that point now where we have some plans. We have a design. We're getting feedback from some community members. That's that next step, is start the promotional piece. It's probably going to be after the new year. And I think we're thinking our goal is maybe put a bond election before the people. Now, none of this has been decided yet officially, but hope to put a bond issue before the folks maybe next August. And so we'll see how things go. We can't write that yet, mark that on the calendar just yet, but that's kind of a goal we have.
All right. Anything else in facility committees?
I think that'll probably cover it.
That's a big chunk, yeah.
Finance committee?
You know, just to follow up, we met with the finance committee in July, and they reported at the August board meeting, again in August, to report at the September, really over budgetary work and how we're wrapping up 2022-23 budget and moving into 23-24. You know, really reported what we'd made some adjustments to our normal budget that we've, when I say normal, things we've done the last few years. We put a few less dollars in special building and moved those dollars over to general fund with the purpose of just giving us a little more cushion in our general fund budget. Our special building, we have our identified projects. We're wrapping up the tennis and track concession stand restroom building. And then really we're the rest of those monies, a lot of them are just future projects down the line, potential parking lots. If the bond don't pass, we're going to need money. The plumbing at the high school is wore out. The auditorium at the high school is wore out. So those would be things we'd have to start attacking on and then put some money back into special building down the line. But right now we feel like we're in a good spot. So I think the biggest thing, and it gets approved later in the budget, but Mr. Bredvick reiterated and we talked about, our budget this year is an 11% increase in property valuations, a 6% decrease in our mill levy, and a 1.43% increase in overall budget. So we've done a really good job of trying to keep spending down and, pass on as much savings as we can to the taxpayers. 6 cents is, you know, on a $100,000 home, that's a definite savings for people.
That track building looks
it
cool.
Is.
I haven't been over there yet, but the loader looks good from the street.
When I left, I drove by, and Mr. Shires, Leland Shires, and Nate Pretty and the guys they opened the doors, and they're starting to do construction on the interior. So hopefully within, the next 30 days, it's going to kind of be wrapping up. We're waiting on a construction, the concrete company to get back and finish pouring up all the things. And then we got some landscaping and things that's going to still take us some time to do. But it's a huge addition. And come next year, that first track meet is going to be awful nice.
You bet.
And for tennis, I hope like heck we can get the restrooms done for their last tennis meet. And then from then on, there's no worrying about running over and borrowing the Y. And they've been great hosts and great partners with us. But it'll be nice for the kids to just have access to a place right there.
You bet. You bet it will.
Absolutely.
Superintendent's comments.
Yeah, I kind of talked. I started off with my comments with talking about the junior high building project and basically what I shared during the facilities committee report. So I'll move on to career fairs. One of the things I wanted the board members to know about was the fact that we're sending administrative teams out to colleges across the state and actually into Colorado and Kansas as well for the primary purpose of recruiting teachers and getting our name out there, that McCook Public Schools would be a great place for folks to work at. I know this is really early in the year. We've always sort of done the career fairs in the fall when we have openings come up, teachers retire or they're moving on. We go out and we recruit fairs, in the spring, I guess I should say. We always recruit in the spring. But the fall recruiting fairs are newer, and it's just because it's become much more competitive for finding teachers. And so one of the things we really want to do when we go to these events is find student teachers. So the colleges have started to have the underclassmen come in. They'll still have graduates coming in or teachers that are students that are in their student teaching semester. But they're also sending in sophomores and juniors. And so we have a chance to talk to those kids and talk to them about coming out to McCook Public Schools for their student teaching experience. We've had a lot of good fortune when we get student teachers to McCook of retaining those young people in our system. And so we hope that through this process, we garner some attention from some kids and get a few more student teachers out to McCook Public Schools so that we can maybe, take a really close look at them and give them an opportunity to take a close look at us and maybe have a permanent relationship formed between the school district and that student.
By Christmas, 80% of the teachers, especially in the areas of math, science, English, special ed, that are graduating in the next 12 months will already have jobs. Mm-hmm. If you wait around to the spring, really the spring has become recruitment for the following year. It's crazy. The kids that are getting there, they almost have the little bit upper hand. I remember going to my first job fair, and I stood in line for 2 hours to talk to a school. And, it's nothing like that. They come through and there's people grabbing them. And, I'm pretty certain that we're in good shape from the standpoint. There was probably 50 school districts at this job fair.
The last one we went to this last week was University of Nebraska Kearney's job fair. So,
and I know that walking around talking to other administrators, there were probably 40 of those school districts with current jobs open that couldn't fill all their jobs from last year. So it's pretty tough right now. You got to be proactive. So.
All right. What else? You had a few more?
Yeah, I did. The other item I talked about was safety drills. As we know from earlier in this broadcast here, my safety drill alarm went off. We're currently finishing up our safety drills across the district. We have a number of safety drills we do at the beginning of the school year just to make sure all the kids are primed and prepared for a crisis event if one unfortunately happens early on or through the middle of the year. And then I also reassured them that safety drills don't stop. We don't just do them at the beginning of the year. We continue them through the year. But a lot of those big, important safety drills we've conducted. And then also instructional materials adoption cycle. One of the things the board really appreciates knowing about is what materials we're going to purchase. And this has to do with workbooks or textbooks for different coursework. This year, Mr. Bender is going to lead the teacher teams through a study of two different content areas. The first one is going to be 6-12 science. 6-12 English language arts and science for grades 9 through 12. So they'll be looking at online materials. They'll be looking at paper, hardbound materials. They'll be looking at other resources to purchase. And what they do is they try to find the best materials that supports McCook's local curriculum. So they try to find one that fits best with what we do. So we have to do less of the filling in of the gaps, so to speak. No textbook is going to match your curriculum perfectly. So we're going to try to find those books that work the best with our curriculum. And that is the end of my reports.
Business manager comments, I think. Do you have some more?
Just a few highlights. I think one thing I reported to the board last night, that September 1 enrollment data from one year to the next, we were up 33 students. So, you know, that's a nice start of the year. You know, usually don't notice that much of a jump, especially when we graduated a pretty big senior class. We did bring in a really large, nice kindergarten class. Yeah. So we're excited about having, you know, 30-plus extra students at the beginning of the year. Go ahead.
Oh, that's good.
I thought you were going to say something.
And I know Mr. Borland said, why don't we talk to him, it's the biggest as far as the school enrollment since he's been there.
We've had bigger groups, but yeah, since Mr. Borland's been here, that's the largest kindergarten class we've had come through.
And if we back up.
I think our current sophomore class, that was a pretty good sized group. It was over about 126 kids in kindergarten that year.
We have a small senior and junior class at the high school, the smallest in my 26 years here. And if when we cycle those two out the next 2 years, and if we bring in another decent sized kindergarten groups the next 2 years, we're gonna be really pushing our enrollment back to where it was maybe 8-10 years ago. So that's nice data. Our free and reduced data, we encourage people all the time to fill out your free and reduced paperwork. The district needs that data, and we're pretty successful through the beginning of the school year that we've gotten a lot of that data back. We still need more, but I reported to them that as a district, we are operating at about 47% free and reduced, and both elementary schools are right at 50%. So we need to know that data, but we also need to be able to provide the help for free lunches and things for the kids that need it. And then we gave a financial picture of the end of the year. August 31st hit and September 1, after 100% of the fiscal year, we were at 100% year-to-date revenue in our general fund and 98% expenditure. So our budget was right on. We did really good in last year. We didn't go over budget at all. And then just a couple things I updated them on. We are starting a request for proposal, an RFP, for a new special needs bus. Our special needs bus is a 2000, you know, going on 24 years old, and it just doesn't fill our needs anymore. We need a bus with multiple ability to put multiple wheelchairs in and more students. So we're looking at a RFP to get a new bus going because it's much needed for those kids. And then just kind of a recap, as we've talked about the work ongoing at the track and some other things around the district. So,
board member comments?
Anything? Yeah, we did have two board member comments last night. Tom appreciated the district's board training event that took place in North Platte. It was a couple of weeks ago. That's always a great event to get caught up on the new trends in education and also the legal updates that occur at those events. And then Brad wanted to remind the rest of the board that there is the state Board Conference that's going to be taking place in Omaha, November 15th through the 17th. Again, that's an excellent conference for educators and for board members. There's a lot of information that's spread at those meetings, and you kind of get a preamble to the upcoming legislative session. It's always good to kind of know what we might be seeing coming out of the unicameral in the upcoming months.
New business, consideration of approval of budgets for all funds for 23-24 and the tax request resolution.
Yeah, that was we've already talked quite a bit about the budget and the tax resolution, but the budget and the tax resolution, which is both those first two action items, were passed last night at the board meeting.
All right. Anything, discussions, consider, or necessary action, anything there?
Yeah, we had, this is kind of interesting, and I know Mr. Gross can talk about this quite in depth, but one of the things that we're doing with the bond is there's a lot of legal processes you have to go through when you are making decisions concerning who's going to construct that building. And so last month, if you remember, we talked, we passed a policy on how to go through a construction manager at risk process. And so this month we had three policies that really dealt with how we go through that process. And I know
so,
Mr. Gross can talk about it.
The first one was a action item saying that we are going to use the construction management at risk procedure for this upcoming potential bond issue. And so we selected that method. You know, there's design, bid, build. There's multiple ways you can go about building a building. We are choosing the construction manager at risk. Get that person on as fast as possible to assist in the pricing and the development with the architects and engineers, really for cost savings and to you know, I talked about last night if the architects come out and say we're going to build a brick building. The construction company knows there's no bricklayers around. We may need to do a prefabbed wall as opposed to. So just that's an example of why we want to get the construction management at risk company involved in this process. The second thing, the action item that was in selection of that, we have to do an RFP and interview construction companies, and that was choosing the appropriate selection criteria by which we're going to choose. We have to protect ourselves, and we have to have everything in legal jargon that says this is how we're going to select them. And so it's a fair process, and it's not this is my buddy over here, his company, we're going to choose it. So we, at the advice of our attorneys and working through that with Mr. Wolford and Mr. Norgard and I, we came up with that criteria, and the board approved that last night. And then the final thing is we had to have a committee that was approved by the Board of Education that is actually going to review and do these interviews and then fill out the selection criteria and then hopefully down the line enter into contract. And so that committee was approved at this meeting as to who's going to be on that. So
right. Move on. Approval of local substitute certificates.
This is an annual action item that we take on every year. One of the things that we struggle with at times is finding substitute teachers. And so the state of Nebraska has opened up a lane for schools to hire what are called local substitute teachers. And those are individuals who have substitute certificates. So these aren't individuals that went to UNL or UNK or Shattern and finished an education program and then were fully certified by the state of Nebraska. Instead, these are folks that have met the criteria for earning a substitute certificate. And so these folks work with our school district. We employ them for as many days as we can. I think that we were maybe limited still to about 90 days on a local sub-certificate. And we keep them in our schools, and they help us out a great deal. And if we were just relying on folks in the community who had a traditional teaching certificate, we'd have a lot of issues with keeping coverage of our classrooms. So these local substitutes really help us out, provide us with an avenue to make sure we have coverage in a person in our classrooms working through our curriculum with our students. And the other, the next thing on our agenda item was accept anonymous donation in the amount of $1,000 for McCook High School. With gratitude, very much appreciate that donation to McCook High School, and those dollars will be well utilized. And really appreciate folks out in the community who give to the high school and to our other activities. We follow that up with another one. We accepted a donation from the Graff Charitable Foundation in the amount of $1,000 for the McCook High School tennis program. With gratitude. And so, again, we have last night we approved two donations of $1,000, $2,000. Really going to help our tennis program. Really benefits from those donations. They're able to take care of. There's a lot of expenses and activities, and so this really helps us with those expenses. Maybe get some of those wants that the kids need, that the coaches have, and helps that program out a great deal. So, thank you to the Graff Charitable Foundation for that. Our last action item from last night is to approve changes to policy file 20401, which is regular board meeting. So what this specifically has to do with, we made one small change in that policy. We changed the time of the meeting from 6:30 p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. A number of years ago, when I first came to McCook anyway, we had a 6 o'clock start time. We adjusted that to 6:30 to meet the needs of some of the members of the Board of Education. And so at this point in time, for patrons and for board members, we decided to move that back to 6 o'clock. That's a time we believe will work better for the board and for the community, and so we're going to go with that change was approved last night. 6 o'clock start times moving forward for the regular board meeting of education.
Positive comments last night?
Yeah, we had a group start off with Tom. Tom appreciated the district's Teresa. I'll start off with Teresa. Teresa, what positive comment was about the junior high teachers are making positive comment phone calls home to parents. She believes this is a great practice to help strengthen relationships. I know that's something that the junior high does on a regular basis. Charlie commented on homecoming week and with all the activities of this upcoming week, and really appreciates the time that the extra time that the staff put in and the effort to make homecoming week a great experience for our community and for our students. Mike wanted to also comment on homecoming week, said that he really appreciates the extra help teachers provide for this event and the extra help they provide students to be successful in the classroom. He also talked about just his personal experiences with some students that he is in charge of, and really appreciates the school's willingness to work hard to help those kids. Tom said hats off to Jeff and the staff and the business office and all the work that they've done to prepare the budget. It takes a long time to prepare that budget, and so he spoke very positively about the work that was done. And he also made some comments about local control and how local control is important. The local Board of Education is responsible for the McCook Public Schools budget, and they do a good job, and they work hard to make sure that the dollars that are being requested are going towards our students and our schools to maintain them and to help students achieve. Scott thanked all the time that was taken to explain to him and the other board members the budgeting process. Scott has not had to go through this process before and was really appreciative of the amount of time and energy we put in just visiting with them and sharing with them how the budget works, where the dollars come from, where they go, and how the budgeting process overall takes place. And then he also thanked the administrative team for attending the recruiting fairs and trying to bring back great staff to McCook Public Schools. Jeff, you want to do yours, Jeff?
You know, I made a thank you to our community. Lost a beloved mother, wife, friend, educator, businesswoman in Lori Pearson last week. And Lori's worked for McCook Schools for the last 5 years. I personally have had the joy of having her as a parent, as a mother to Morgan and Chance, it's been a tough week, and for her family and for everybody, and I she just did an unbelievable job at the school, and the kids that she impacted the last 5 years have been hurting. I talked to Harold yesterday, and he knows that they've reached out in great droves. And so we got kids and people hurting over that. And I know it's a positive comment. The positive thing is what a great job that Lori did for us, and how much she's going to be missed in the whole school setting and the impact she made on our at-risk kids. But from a community standpoint, man, you go to Sears when they just did a great job, and so Lori was such an outstanding member of our community. I know the family, the boys, and Morgan, everybody is at a loss right now, but we just wanted to say thanks for everything, and the family's in our thoughts and prayers without a doubt. So,
all right.
Brad thanked the community for the work they're doing to putting into the junior high bond issue. Those folks that we've invited to come and give us some feedback, thank them. And that kind of jumps right into mine. I wanted to thank those individuals too for coming in and giving us some feedback on the project and being part of that process, taking time out of their own day to give us some insight into what their thoughts are. And I also wanted to thank Jeff for the amount of work that he's done on our budget. The budget process actually starts before the previous school year ends, really. And so it goes through the summer, and you start preparing and putting together documents, and then you find out how much money you're really working with late in August, and then we approve the budget early in September. So there's a bit of a rush there at the end to get all those budgetary items put together. And then, once you've done that, also before the board meeting, we meet with all the board members and we have finance meetings and a lot of discussion. So there's a lot of work that goes into it, and I really appreciate Jeff and the business office ladies for the work that they do and preparing the budget.
And that put a wrap on another McCook School Board of Education meeting for the
Mr.
month of September.
Hayes was a rock star last night, because we had, 10 action items and 2 hearings, and we were out of there in a little over an hour. So I said, that's pretty good.
You're well prepared, that's
what happens. We got through a lot of stuff in a short amount of time.
Sure enough. You bet. Next meeting for the month of October.
October 9th.
October 9th. Very good.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Nogard. Appreciate it.
You.
Mr. Gross, good to see you.
Absolutely, Rich.